Whether it's financial security, a free vacation home, time for traveling, more quality time with the family, or even early retirement, whatever you choose to do with the income and benefits that come with successfully investing in short-term rentals, you know that it's certainly life-changing. This podcast will help guide and support you on your journey to five-star STR success.
Today, we're going to talk about the succometer and transformation. So whether you need transformation in your life, whether it's fitness, whether it's relationships with your children, your spouse, your significant other, and or money mindset, or maybe it's, hey, I haven't bought my first short-term rental because I'm scared of that leap, and or I don't know how to scale. I got one, two, and it's just not working out. And everybody says that they're killing it, but why am I not doing that? Here's the thing. What I want you to realize is there's something called the succometer. And on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, how bad does these pain points hit you where it sucks with a burning desire? That's what I want you to think about. So, 7, meaning it doesn't suck, really, really bad. Probably anything under that, it means it probably doesn't suck that bad, but 10, like it's God Almighty, it really fucking sucks. So we're going to take 7 out, throw 7 away. So now most people will be like, it doesn't suck as bad. I can deal with it. It's not that bad. It's part of everyday life. That's why we're throwing number 7 out. If you rate 8, 9, or 10, then you need transformation. So imagine this. Somebody's like, I really want to get into short-term rentals. I got the money. I'm just scared. The market's changing, it's shifting and interest rates are high and it's scary times and it's a recession. Maybe you need a change in mindset. A lot of people are saying that, oh my gosh, maybe travel's going to be down because of recession. Well, are they going to be down? Maybe, maybe not. What if because travel in over the last 2 years post-COVID has gone so much into the Central Americas, so much into Europe? Over the last 2 years, people have been spending a lot of money because there's a lot of money in the world, but now they're pulling back on the money in the world. And people are just like, let me go to these drivable destinations 1, 2, 3 hours away from me. What if that's something that is a shift in mindset that you need? So maybe it's time to go get that first short-term rental. Now it's fucking really sucking right now, Brandon. You really hit something in me and you shifted my beliefs. And now I've got to do something because I think I was going to say 7. But then I said, well, maybe 6, but now I'm really saying 8 or 9. You got to change something. If it's above the 7 mark, the 8, 9, 10, because 7 isn't a viable option, then you got to transform. Maybe you don't have the right friends. Your friends are not, giving you the advice, the life mentorship that you want. And those people are not connecting with you at a deeper level anymore. And, you rate your friends that way, on a scale of 1 to 10. 10 meaning that it just really sucks because I can't talk about what I want, which is entrepreneurship, money mindset, talking about business, how to make more money, how to hang out and have deeper conversations instead of having beers all the time. Maybe that's something that you're rating. So on a scale of 1 to 10, throw out the 7. You rated 6, 5, 1. Oh, 1. It's freaking great. I ain't worried about it. Nah, I'm good. It ain't bothering me enough. The pain points aren't there. But 10, like, gosh damn it. It's fucking sucking really, really bad. Well, that's what you're going to have to change. You're going to have to get around new people. You've got to do the things. If it's really at that 8, 9, especially 10, and if it's really hitting you that hard, then you've got to make the changes that are necessary daily to make a pivot in life. For me, I did not like my body composition recently. Over the last 2 years, I've been pumping iron like crazy. I've been getting bulkier. Because of that, I've been eating more. And I got myself to a little bit of overweightness that I didn't want, if that's a word. I did not want to be this thick. So now I'm doing the things daily. I've gone several weeks now working out daily and or doing a lot of movement. And I'm eating less. I found out through the psychology of the stuff. I've really like looked into the psychology and stuff, and how I eat. And I'm an emotional eater. If I have a bad day, I eat more, or I just eat like a freaking, somebody that isn't thinking. So it was a pain point for me. I did not like the way I looked in clothes. I didn't like the way I looked in pictures. So I had to go in and change. And it was a 10. I'm like, fuck this. I got to do something. So I bought a coach. Outside of that, like recently, last year, my day-to-day business, which was flipping houses, it really, really sucked. It was like a 10. I was dealing with contractor headaches. I was dealing with this and that. Maybe you guys can relate, whether it's your business or your job that's consuming you. And it's really, really sucking. So I had to make a choice and I did not know how I was going to do it. So I got into a bunch of other people's masterminds. I got into a bunch of different online courses. And even though I had already had a bunch of short terminals, I studied even more because you can never learn too much. You always are going to continue learning through life. So I got myself set up for success by entering into different masterminds and different spaces and different travel groups. And I did all of that. I did travel groups all over Central America and Europe. I did different masterminds, high-level income earner masterminds. I was a seven-figure flipper at the time. I got into rooms with people that were specifically related to the short-term rental industry, talked on some of their stages, things like that. Like, I made a pivot, and I leveraged their network and what I wanted to change and shift in my life. I also made a decision to cut out some friends that were just kind of wanting to drink beer all the time and do nothing and just not talk about anything. I love talking about entrepreneurship and finance and so on. That sucked too. That was probably like an 8. I do like drinking beer, hanging out and all that stuff and having fireside chats, but like not for the sake of just conversation. I want to have deep, deep intellectual and relationship building type of conversations. So here's what I'm going to wrap up with. If it sucks enough, throw out that 7. If you're under 6, like 1 meaning like this is really, really, I'm living my best life. I'm good. I don't need that. But man, it's burning me up alive. 8, 9, 10. Then you got to do something different. You got to shift that mindset and you got to do the things daily that get you to the next level. I will end it with this. One more thing for me is like, I've got 20 short-term rentals. I don't want any more houses per se. I'm going to take one down, pass it around kind of thing. I'm going to keep my portfolio and I'm going to keep on up-leveling, but I don't want any more houses. Now I want to get back into real estate investing, which is owning multifamily, commercial strip centers, maybe some boutique hotels, owning some long-term rentals again and things like that. So now I'm shifting my perspective and I'm shifting myself from a full-time short-term rental owner, which I am, but I'm shifting my perspective and just doing short-term rentals was an 8 or a 9 and it's been harassing me in my mindset. And I wanted to get back in the game of real estate and creative financing because I've done this shit for 20 years. I've done a bunch of subject twos. I've done a bunch of rental homes and things like that. Here's the thing. You got to change your mindset and you got to rate it in your mind. And if it's nagging you, find a fucking way.